And we have Avery Smith from 906 Concealed Carry back in the studio with us. Avery, thank you again for coming in and
always a pleasure, Adam.
Sharing your time with us and information, of course. I wanted to talk about several things today, and one is we're going to talk about DUIs and how they affect getting a CPL and purchasing handguns in general in the second half. But this time, I wanted to talk about people that may have had CPLs and then maybe they still do. Either way, they want to renew their CPL.
Sure.
Get their license renewed.
Sure.
What has to take place to renew your CPL?
I get this question a lot, and people call me and say, do you offer, when is your renewal class? So, well, there's not technically a CPL renewal class. The biggest thing that catches them when they get their letter that their renewal is up is that there's a statement that says that they have to have 3 hours of continued education, and they have to have at least 1 hour of range time within the 6 months prior to their renewal. And that can be done on their own. If they're doing their own research and things like that, they can keep up on the latest with, for example, Michigan Coalition Responsible Gun Owners, mcrgo.com.
Say that one more time.
mcrgo.com.
mcrgo.com, okay.
Has a tremendous amount of Michigan law-related information for concealed pistol holders, open carry holders, things like that.
Okay.
It's a great resource to go to. So they can do their own research as well. What I have done, though, for folks that say, well, I've only got a month and I just want to get it done. I've got a guy coming to my class Saturday that is coming for the first 3 hours. He's not taking the class. He's just shadowing the class. And so for $35, you can come shadow the class. It's going to get you some of the self-defense information that we teach.
Right.
It's also going to cover the legal portion because a lawyer will be there teaching this. And that'll cover 3 hours of review. And so then once you're done with that, you can tell the state, yes, when you sign on the dotted line, I did my 3 hours. Then the other thing is shooting. You've got to have, if you're going to be ethical about it, and I think that as concealed carry holders, we've got to be a step above on the ethical line. And our responsibility is that we've maintained our practice anyway. It should be no question that we've had an hour's worth of practice within 6 months. But if we've let it go, need to get out on the firing range. We need to get those shots on range, on target, and we've got to get practice down.
Quickly, how long is a CPL typically good for before you have to renew it?
You get 5 years. Okay. That's from birthday to birthday.
Okay.
When you first get your CPL, depending on where you're at, as close to your birthday, say you've got 6 months to your birthday, you want to go ahead and get it, you can have 4.5 years good on that CPL. But once you go past your first renewal, it's going to be 5 years from birthday to birthday.
All right, well, we'll continue with Avery Smith from 906 Concealed Carry. And Avery, in our next segment here a little bit later this hour, I'd like to talk about how DUIs affect both CPLs and purchasing handguns.
Sure, be great.
Avery Smith, 906 Concealed Carry. We'll be back with him in our next Outdoor Report right here on The Outdoor Show.